Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah. This reminds me of Michael Lombardi right here.
Wendy said this song is somehow related to the Bucks coming to town this weekend to play the Falcons.
Oh, right. I thought you thought this might have been on Lombardi's, like his playlist when he's on the Peloton.
It might be. It's a good question to ask him. Michael Lombardi joins us, our Odyssey NFL insider. Hang on, I got to say a whole bunch of stuff about Michael and BetQL first. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael Lombardi on GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app. Hello, Michael.
What's up, Michael?
Hello, Randy, Andy. Yeah, my playlist is, I'm from Jersey, so I got to, like, live it on a prayer.
Yes.
I got a lot of Springsteen. You know, we're going to be on the darkness on the edge of town. So, you know, got a little bit of everything. You know, it's an East Coast thing. When you grow up near Highway 9, you tend to gravitate towards the Boss.
Well, we know how big a Boss fan you are. You told us already how many times you've been to see him, Michael? Like 10 times, at least?
I've been over 100, my man, Randy.
I've seen him
in Florence, Italy. I've seen him everywhere in this country. Unfortunately, it's a passion.
Well, that was a bet that you had with someone, right? It was like whoever lost the bet.
I got it with Russo, yeah. Mad Dog Russo. I got to kick his butt. I got to win that thing, yeah. So hopefully I'll make some good picks this week.
Hopefully. Michael Lombardi joins us every single Wednesday at 11:20 to talk NFL. Again, our Odyssey NFL insider. One of the great things about the NFL, Michael, is that there is not a committee that selects the playoffs. It's simply based on games you win or games you lose, and that's the way that it goes. But if there were, I'm interested to get your eye test take on the Falcons are tied for the seventh seed in the NFC right now. We're 11 games into the season. They're 5-6. What does your eye test tell you about this football team at this point of the year?
Well, I mean, look, they're going to have a hard time making it. To me, they will struggle against a good team. You know, like this week playing Tampa, they will struggle. I mean, the last time they played Tampa, it was 48-25. I mean, they made a really good comeback in the third quarter. The game got to 28-10, and then the Falcons started to come back. But I just don't think they're there yet. I think there's liability in their offensive line and certainly in their defensive line. And then, of course, missing one of their best players, Calvin, really doesn't help. But this Patterson kid is remarkable, right? I mean, you know, that was if he plays against the Patriots, it's probably a little bit of a different game. I think the Patriots, you know, would have felt more threatened than had he not played, you know, because he didn't play. So, you know, with him on the field, they always have a chance. I mean, Matt can't throw three interceptions against the Bucs, and they've got to do a good job of protecting.
And that was going to be my question. First question, too, was about Cordell, because they were able, and I know they're playing Jacksonville, but, you know, Mike, we always talk about the win is a win, especially when it's in the NFL. When you look at his emergence this year as a complete offensive weapon, how do you resign him to an extension, Michael, in determining is he a running back or is he a wide receiver?
He's a weapon. You know, okay. He's like Kamara. I mean, if you say Kamara's a running back, you can't pay him. But if you say he's a weapon, you pay him. You know, I think one of the things that I think the Cowboys made a mistake with Zeke is he is a weapon. They just don't use him like one. They paid him like a weapon. They don't use him. They use him like a running back. whereas Christian McCaffrey is a weapon. Unfortunately for McCaffrey, he can't stay healthy. So you're paying a lot of money for a guy who's not durable. But this Patterson kid's a weapon. I mean, and there's no tag to him. You just can't label him a running back. You can't label him a receiver. He's a multidimensional playmaker who, when the ball is in his hands, he's dangerous.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it for sure, and that's definitely what he is. It's also interesting when you put it in the context of, you know, teams are wary to maybe pay running backs long-term deals because of that durability. Is there a history of weapons being durable?
Well, I mean, I think Patterson is a durable. I know we missed the game, but I think he is a durable player. I think, you know, and it isn't one of those guys where, like, we can't get him the ball too much. He dishes out more punishment than he gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's right. A hard guy to tackle. So I wouldn't, to me, if I were the Buck, if I were the Falcons, I wouldn't be as concerned about the durability aspect. I would try to fit him in to a contract where there was still where we won the advantage, where he got guaranteed money. We win the average per year, but he has a chance to get a lot more per year based on what he does.
Mike, what's the biggest challenge? We're talking, you know, the biggest story right now in sports is all these college football coaches, you know, getting all this, leaving schools and all these things. What's the biggest challenge for, because I played for Nick Saban when he came to mind. What's the biggest challenge for college coaches that try to make that jump to the NFL?
They don't have all the control. I mean, when Brian Kelly gets on the campus of LSU, he runs everything. I mean, nobody tells him what to do. If he comes into Atlanta, he'd have Rich McKay, he'd have Terry Fontenot, he'd have an owner meetings every, you know what I mean? You got a bunch of people telling you what you need to do. There's more control. You have more flexibility in college than you're ever going to have in pro. Pro, you're dealing with layers and layers of organization. I think it's a great job. You know, LSU job is better than 20 jobs in the NFL. The Georgia job's better than 20 jobs in the NFL, at least. Because you can run your program. You can be exactly who you want to be without interference. Whereas you come into pro, you better, you know, the analytic department wants to talk about going for it on fourth down. You know, the owner wants to sit down with you every Monday after the game. You know, the general manager wants to talk to you about, you know, why you're not using certain players. I mean, you don't have that problem in college.
Maybe that is a part of the answer to this question then, because I wanted to get your thought on how much the top-tier NFL coaches are looking at what these top-tier college coaches are getting right now to sign these contracts and the length of these contracts as well. I just wonder, if you're one of the better coaches in the NFL, are you going to your next negotiation and saying, look at what these guys are getting. I need to be paid like that.
Yeah, I would. But you know, the answer to them back would be, well, you don't run the offense. You don't run the defense. You don't run the program. We have other people that help you here, right? Whereas Brian Kelly runs everything. Mm-hmm. Now, he has people that help him, but he's in charge of everything. You're not in charge of everything, so why would I pay you as if you were in charge? There's the conversation. And I would be one of the people to say, I want to pay you. I want you to run everything. I believe that it should be a head coach should run everything, and he should have control over the organization, and everything should go through him. He should be the spokesman for the team. But that's not the way it is in the NFL. The NFL, we have splintered the power base so that more people without enough football knowledge have the ability to say what they think. There's so many people in organizations that know nothing about football, but yet they talk about football like they do.
Michael, when you go into a negotiation with a player and everything, go back to something we were talking about CP, and you try to gauge the value. How do you gauge the value on a player? Because we know that, you know, the player wants all the money. You don't want to give them all the money, but yet how does that come to a point where you got to basically come over to the player side a little bit?
Well, you got to sit there and say, okay, let's deal with, you know, like in Patterson's case, there's no comparables, right? Comparable is the key word here. You know, because who's comparable to him? Is Cortland Sutton comparable to him who just signed a contract? You know, is Tim Patrick comparable to him? No, they're not. They're both receivers. Patrick made about $13 million guaranteed, 3 years, $30 million. You know, Sutton made, you know, 4 years, $60 million, got 15 per year. So who's comparable? And that's the hard part. You know, when you look at the receiver's comps, he really doesn't fit as a receiver. But when you look at the running back comps, he definitely doesn't fit as a running back. He's somewhere in between. And those are the hard contracts to do. So you find somebody that you feel like you can, that's comparable, and then work off his contract and then try to figure out the best deal for both sides.
Michael Lombardi joining us here, our Odyssey NFL insider, joins us every Wednesday on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I wonder, Michael, if you have a kind of a big picture theory as to why this season in the NFL just, it feels, I know there's parity every single year, but it just really feels like there's so much similarity in terms of who the best teams are and then even the second tier teams. Do you have a thought on why this year may be that way?
Oh, I think there's no doubt. I think a lot of it has to do with injuries, right? I think a lot of it, look, Tennessee, for example, you know, they don't have their team. And so they start losing. They lose to Houston and they lose to the Jets when they don't have their team. You know, Atlanta, they don't have some of their team. You know, I think injuries have really affected, and the level of comp is so different, you know, when you go from a starter to the next guy, that it affects your team. And when you have as many injuries as the Tennessee Titans have, or Atlanta in critical spots, it's hard to come back. That's why what Arizona's been able to accomplish this year is remarkable. I mean, they've been able to win they've won road games without their starting quarterback. I mean, that's hard to do. But so often this year, it seems like there's more injuries. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers misses a game. You know, the Packers go to Jordan Love. How'd that work out? You know, I think there's such a thin line in the NFL that injuries really make that line kind of go one way or the other, which brings parity.
Michael, last week when we had you on, we were talking about the whole Seattle, and we saw this on Monday night, and you said Russ isn't cooking. He did not play well. That was a great drive, but not looking like Russell Wilson. Do you see a breakup between the organization and him this offseason? And Andy asked this earlier. Do you see Pete Carroll maybe stepping out also?
Well, I mean, Pete just signed an extension over $15 million a year.
Okay, never mind then.
I mean, so I don't – yeah, I don't know if he's going anywhere. Not that the Allen family doesn't have a lot of money from Microsoft, but – but certainly that doesn't seem to be the case. I mean, look, Russ just doesn't seem – I think they've changed offensive coordinators so much out there that it's really affected him. And I don't think he's been the same guy. I mean, he's got – on the two-point play, he's got DK Metcalf wide open if he throws it to him.
Yep.
Right. You know, and he doesn't throw it to him. And so something's going on. He's not comfortable with the protection. His eye level is down. He's not seeing the field. He doesn't trust the players around him. I think – I'm not sure that – I don't care what they say. I just get the sense that when you change offensive coordinators, now he has a new guy in. I don't think he feels like he trusts this guy to be the best coach, Shane Waldron.
Michael, we appreciate it.
Appreciate
as
it,
always.
Michael.
Thank you. Great stuff.
Guys, thank you so much. Have a great one.
All right, buddy.
Michael Lombardi there, Odyssey NFL Insider, as always, presented by BetQL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.